Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. Let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
And a good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. How is everybody doing on this Wednesday morning in the Chattahoochee Valley? Episode 429. You are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key out of Newton, Georgia. And we are brought to you by Ivy Park Sports Bar Grill, Go Jump and Slide Inflatables, and Backwoods Barbecue. On the show today, I have Russell County head baseball coach Tony Dimitri. A very fascinating story as he's taken over a program with a lot of history. And his son plays for Harris County, which is in the Southeast Regional. They play Thursday night against West Virginia. You can catch that game on ESPN+. Excited to have Coach Dimitri on the show. But before we get things started, I'm going to reset the table this week. I've had such a busy week, and I'm going to have a busy next week as well. I want to talk about Vin Scully. I woke up to the news that Vin Scully passed away. Actually, I was looking at that about 3 o'clock in the morning. I knew that I was going to try to get through a show today with doing a Vin Scully tribute because, in my opinion, Vin Scully was the greatest broadcaster of all time. He passed away yesterday at the age of 94. The longtime Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster from 1950 to 2016. He was broadcasting Dodger games for 67 years, and that includes the Brooklyn Dodgers. You see, in my lifetime, Vin Scully was the broadcaster with that distinctive voice that you remember exactly where you were. His iconic calls, including the 1986 World Series, the behind the bag it gets through Buckner in Cubs night and the Mets win it. Game 1 of the 1988 World Series. The roll of the dice, Kirk Gibson comes off the bench. A lot of people didn't even think he was going to play in the World Series. High fly ball to right field. She is gone. We all know those calls. But Vin Scully, he wanted to be a baseball announcer. He wanted to be an announcer ever since he was 8 years old. He loved baseball, but a lot of people didn't realize Vin Scully called more than just baseball. When he was a student at Fordham University, he was calling college football games. He was the number 2 play-by-play announcer for CBS football behind Summerall and Madden. He was on the broadcast for Joe Montana's touchdown pass to Dwight Clark in the end zone. Something happened that just did not sit well with me. So the last game he called, like, nationally was the 1989 NLCS, because I remember it. The Giants were playing the Cubs. I was a big Giants fan. ABC had the rights to the World Series in 1989 because Al Michaels was the play-by-play announcer. When NBC decided not to renew Vin Scully's contract, that was a travesty. I mean, let's not get into the whole CBS actually now calling World Series games in 1990. But if you were to put a Mount Rushmore of baseball play-by-play announcers, you can't put a Mount Rushmore because it's Vin Scully and everybody else. Yes, honorable mentions. I like Jack Buck. I love Bob Costas. Joe Buck, most generation now know who Joe Buck is. But a lot of the people that I talked to were very young, and they may not have gotten an opportunity to hear Vin Scully. What's crazy is he hasn't called anything since. You know, he's been an inspiration to broadcasters everywhere. Vin Scully was still calling games at the age of 88, and he surely will be missed. We'll be back with head coach Tony Dimitri of the Russell County baseball team. Welcome back to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. And on the show today, I have the brand new head baseball coach for Russell County, head coach Tony Dimitri. Coach, welcome to the show.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Just tell me a little bit about your background and how you got your start as a coach and what led you to the county.
So we'll start from a little bit farther back. My dad was a coach for 30 years. So I've kind of grown up around it my entire life, got the chance to play for him at Jordan High School, graduated in 98, and then moved on, played college ball at CVCC, started out actually in Athens, Georgia for an athletic director named Matt Fligg. And he was a football coach, did football my first couple of years with baseball, and kind of, you know, led the JV. Got a job at Harris County High School, and then got a call from the principal that was at Harris County at the time named Alton White, and he took the principal job at Jordan High School, called me up and asked if I wanted to come back to my alma mater, and I did. And 11 years, we were pretty successful in what we did. We ended up making six playoff runs, got to a Final 16 in 2018, and then Russell County opened – about a year ago, I applied for that, didn't work out, and then reapplied this time when it opened, and now I'm here at Russell County, which is the kids like to work. They got a really good foundation of what they've, you know, done in the past and how successful they've been, and that's where we're at now. So we're starting, a new old beginning just with a new coach.
Well, Coach, you've had quite the summer. Your team has actually had some baseball camps going on at Russell County. But also, your kid is playing Little League Baseball for Harris County. And this was what's very significant. Harris County won the state championship for Georgia, and they are taking on West Virginia. You can watch that game on ESPN+. You can actually drive to Warner Robins, and that's where the Southeast Regional Tournament is at. I mean – That is just amazing. And we were talking about that. And I know that there's going to be a lot of fan support for the people of Harris County that's going to make that trip to Warner Robins and represent the state of Georgia.
Oh, no doubt. Yes, it's been a very eventful summer, especially starting at Russell County in June, getting to know those kids, doing a little press conference there, building our philosophy at Russell County, and then, you know, doing workouts over the summer. And then – to be a dad with my son going through Little League at Harris County, being on the all-star team, making it through the city, getting through city, then going to the state, and then, you know, being at the state tournament, he got to pitch the deciding game, did an outstanding job just like everybody else did in the whole tournament, and then to win the state, and now to go to the Southeast Regionals is something we've all – you know, hoped for when we were growing up as kids playing baseball, that chance to be on the Little League World Series and opportunity of being on TV and, you know, just that big atmosphere. And it's fun to watch. The kids have really done well at Harris County. They've got a really good group, and they've got some arms that definitely in the future are going to be really good high school players.
Speaking of Harris County, the Harris County football team, the Harris County Tigers, that went to the second round of the playoffs in the 5A in the state of Georgia, they have the opportunity to play Russell County this year in Seal, Alabama. So you have ties to both schools, being from Harris County, and now you're coaching baseball at Russell County. I mean, that's got to be tough. I mean, I know you're obviously going to root for Russell County, but you still have an investing interest in Harris County. What do you think of that matchup just between these two incredible schools?
Yeah, no, I think they're obviously Russell County now, their program and done out there and the success they had last year and then the motivation to be better this year, they're in the right direction. Just looking back at whenever I was at Harris County, I understand the school out there too. They're both very similar in what they have and what they do. Things have changed now. When I was at Harris, we ran more of a triple option, you know, type thing. But no, really two solid programs. Good coaching staffs, guys that know what they're doing. I think it's going to be a battle on both sides with Russell County coming out on top.
And for the past year, I've had the opportunity to be part of the broadcast team for Russell County. I've really been honored. And I've been doing public address announcing for football. I'm now the play-by-play announcer for football. I've been the public address announcer for basketball. Coach Ronnie Battle does a great job with that team. And then we get ready in 2023 as we get ready for Russell County baseball. I am excited. I had the opportunity to be the public address announcer for a couple of Russell County baseball games. I just loved doing it. It was so incredible to just play the walk-up music for the players when they come up to bat, and then it just announced their position and their number and their name, and it fired up the crowd. And I can't wait to get out to the diamond and call some Russell County games, because it is just going to be just an incredible atmosphere.
No doubt. That's, you know, over the past 11 years, like I said, I was at Jordan, you know, we kind of did the same thing where we had had a program in place, and my Booster Club did a really good job with Ricky Rogers and Amanda Cerna and other people in the past. They really built that up, and it's fun to watch the kids pick their walk-up songs, and Russell County is going to be no different. The walk-up songs that they pick, just to see their smile, to get the crowd, you know, singing Sweet Caroline or whatever it is that motivates them, and to get the faculty and staff on board too, is that's kind of the key. We want to build that thing up, make the atmosphere as exciting as possible, play the music between games, and I was told that we can do some good stuff with our lighting too, so our night games ought to be very interesting.
Now, I've had head coach Michael Long Jr., the head coach at Carver, on the show. He played baseball at Russell County. The Russell County Warriors won a state title in 2005. They've put two players in the major leagues, the Rasmus brothers, Colby Rasmus and Corey Rasmus. They have just this tradition of winning. And I know that your winning formula is going to carry over to Russell County this season. But what is your expectations, especially in the new reclassification, for the Russell County Warriors in 2023?
Well, and speaking a little bit about the past before I get into that, yes, those guys, Coach Rasmus, his kids, everybody that's come through there, they've done an outstanding job of building what Russell County is known for in baseball over the past. Yes, we come in, a new coaching staff. We're putting in our philosophy. I think our philosophy is just like everybody else's. You want to win. You want to be successful. You want to put the best product on the field. You want the kids to be excited and to play for the name that's on the front of their shirt, and do anything they can for the staff, the players on the team, and just get to the next level. If they're fortunate enough to go to college, outstanding. Grades got to come into that. If they're fortunate enough to go to the pros, let's get them in front of the right people. And, you know, goal-wise, I can't say it's a step back. I think we want to win now. We want to be successful now, and we want to go as far as we can in the playoffs. That is our goal, is to get in and see what happens. And then once that is if it's fortunate enough to win a state title now, next year, the year after, or win multiple ones, that is every coach's dream, and that's what we strive for. And I think that's what the kids want to do too. They want to be successful, and they want to move to the next level.
Well, Coach, you definitely have the brand. You have the facility, such a nice ballpark. And you have the support from the fans. A lot of these Russell County fans, I've seen them all season for football, basketball, and baseball. I love going to the arena or the ballpark and just seeing the same exact people that came out and supported all the other athletic teams. I would actually announce the baseball games, and I'd see members from the basketball team, members from the football team out there supporting Russell County. And I expect the same when football season comes around. I'll end up seeing the basketball coach, and I'll end up seeing you, Coach, and saying hi to you right before game time. And it's just great that we have this close-knit family of Russell County Warriors that supports each other in the other sports.
Definitely. I agree with you 100%. You know, being a former athletic director too, football, you know, kind of molds the other sports. And then you get the student body involved, the faculty involved, the administration has been great right now, and everything they've done in supporting and building, like you said, the brand and getting it out there. And I think that's going to trickle down, like you said, to the student, trickle down to the faculty, and everybody showing up on a Friday night, and the county closes down, and you know, seeing kids run through the smoke to go out on the field, and not only if those kids don't play baseball, they're still in the school, and we're going to have, you know, communication with those kids, and to see them be successful in other sports is amazing.
And I got to talk about the coaching fraternity. I mean, you are a tight-knit group of brothers. The word just came out that Auburn pitching coach and former major league player Tim Hudson is now the head baseball coach at Lee Scott Academy in Auburn. I'm a huge Tim Hudson fan, won a World Series with the Giants. He played baseball at Glenwood. What is your impression of Tim Hudson, and how cool is it that he's now part of your brotherhood as head baseball coaches in high school?
Well, Tim Hudson's an ex-major league player. I don't know how much I can relate to that, but baseball's baseball. No, I think he's going to do an outstanding job. Obviously, he's done that through his whole career. You know, his philosophies there are probably really, really good and some stuff he's learned over the past. But, no, I think it's a huge influence to the coaching community just to have a guy like him in the coaching ranks that if we do or we are fortunate enough to play or get in contact with, that he would share information. And
well, we know, Coach, that Columbus is a baseball town, but Phoenix City is also a baseball town. They went to the Little League World Series championship game in 1999. You had Central recently won a state title. Smith Station has won a state title. Glenwood has got multiple titles. Of course, Russell County won a state title in 2005. The talent is there in Phoenix City and in Russell County. And I know the coach that you have an opportunity here to recruit some players and to build up the brand, and Russell County can compete with the likes of Smith Station and Central and maybe even, who knows, play Glenwood as well. I mean, what does that mean to you just to be in an area where there's just so much talent and great programs of high school baseball?
When you said Muskogee County back, especially whenever I played in 98, that how hot the hotbed was in Columbus and the Alabama surrounding counties with Russell County and Central and Phoenix City and Smith Station and Glenwood, you have a lot of baseball talent and it's fun. I think that's why you do the Little League camp such as we did. You try to get your name out there as much as you can. You show the people in your county that you're here for them, that you want to be successful, and you want to keep the kids around that are yours and let them go to your school and get them to the next level. And then, you know, yes, you got to measure and stick right now with Central for sure. They won the state title this year. And ultimately, like I said, we get into coaching because we want to be the best. And that is kind of the same goal. We want to get to that level, and it could happen tomorrow. You're dealing with high school kids. They put in the work. They put in the effort. You put in the philosophy and tools and show them how to do it and what not to do and when to do it. And you can win and be successful. It's a formula that works. The kids buy into it. And so far, the kids at Russell County have really done that. We're excited for that. And like I said, I think we want to be in that same mold, and that's to be the best that we can.
And plus, you're influencing these kids not only at Russell County High School, but also kids that are on your son's team for Harris County Little League. I had Brady Hamilton on the podcast a couple months ago. He was a member of the 2006 Northern Little League World Series Championship team. And he talked about his journey and how he went to go play baseball at Northside and then went on to play in college. And then you have Josh Lester that's playing in the minor league organization for the Detroit Tigers. But you're having this impact on these kids to know that several of these kids are going to get scholarships in college and who knows, maybe even play for the Columbus Chattahoots. You know, Brian Trepanier was a pitcher at Shaw, and then he went on to play for the Columbus Chattahoots. It's very just important just to have just a professional team here in Columbus where people can actually go to the ballpark and see familiar faces that they remember playing in a Little League World Series or that played in college.
Yeah, no doubt. That's kind of what we've – and, you know, Wade Perkle is the head Harris County Little League coach, and he does a good job with the Little League kids that are on this all-star team. You know, we made them – or the mothers made them goodie bags and stuff to take with them and – we put some baseballs in there for them and a couple, you know, Sharpies for them, you know, to get autographs, because you never know. And you want to keep the rosters of everybody you play against, because one day when you're in high school or even out, you're going to say, hey, I played against that kid. And that right there is where it gets fun, because the guy could be a Hall of Famer one day. We have no clue how any of that's going to turn out. And yeah, to watch the hotbed, you know, through Phoenix City and Russell County and then the surrounding areas in Muskogee County, to be able to watch those kids that played at either Shaw or Glenwood or Russell County or Central or Smith's or Columbus High for that matter. Yeah, to come back and play at Golden Park is huge. It gets community out on both sides because we're right there on the river, to where they get to watch good baseball and they can say, hey, I know that kid. So that's where it's fun. It gives them a little bit more exposure too. you know, to get their name out there. So it's all fun. I think this is going to be week for my son, not only, and we talked a little bit about this before, my brother's kid. My brother's a high school baseball coach too at Marion County, and his son is on the little league team too. He actually starts at shortstop, and my son plays center, and then my son pitches. But no, to have them to play together, they could do this for a long time, and that's even it makes it all worthwhile.
Coach, I am excited to watch your son play Little League in the Southeast Regional Tournament. To watch the game on ESPN Plus, Georgia is taking on West Virginia. It is a double elimination tournament, but of course you can make the trip out to Warner Robins. That's about an hour away, and just come out and support this incredible Little League team from Harris County.
Definitely, yeah. Thursday is 4 p.m. on ESPN Plus against West Virginia, and then we'll see what happens on what time we play Friday.
All right. Well, Coach Dimitri, I cannot wait for Russell County baseball in 2023. It's going to be an exciting season. I expect to see you around Russell County. I'll be involved with the high school football team and then eventually basketball. And then hopefully I'll see you at the Diamond sometime next year announcing the players and doing the public address announcing.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to it and appreciate everything you do for everything on through Little Leagues, through surrounding counties, through, you know, Russell County. It's a big help to have people that get on and actually, you know, talk about sports and influence the kids and help the kids in their journey also. And that's you. So we definitely appreciate your support also.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That was Coach Tony Dimitri, the new head baseball coach for the Russell County Warriors. And he also has a son that's playing at the Harris County Little League in the Southeast Regional Tournament. And I really appreciated him being a guest on the podcast today. That's all the time I have on the show. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. We invite you to download and subscribe. You can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Google Cast, Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share with your friends and family. This has been The Sports Beat, with your host, Richard Holdridge. Produced in Columbus, Georgia. Extra production provided by J.D. Matthews. All opinions stated herein are those of the host and do not represent the opinions of Anchor Podcasts. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.